It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Officials called before Congress to testify about a failure usually follow a pattern. The classic message has two parts. Sorry, we made a mistake, but we are already taking steps to fix it.
Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius said the first part yesterday about the troubled website set up for many Americans to shop for health insurance, but she met intense skepticism on the second part.
We're going to listen to the resulting debate over the health care law, starting with NPR's Julie Rovner.
Sebelius, like Medicare Chief Marilyn Tavener a day earlier, opened her testimony with an apology.
I am as frustrated and angry as anyone with the flawed launch of healthcare.gov. So let me say directly to these Americans, you deserve better. I apologize.
But unlike a day earlier, Sebelius's appearance was marred by an additional embarrassment, as noted by Tennessee Republican Marsha Blackburn.
This is what is happening right now with this website. We've had somebody in the back trying to sign on. It is down.
Indeed, HHS officials confirmed later in the day another failure by outside vendor Verizon Terramark, which they said was related to one last weekend. This latest one resulted in what they called a, quote, partial outage of healthcare.gov. Still, several cable networks showed Sebelius in a split screen, with her on one side and a computer error message on the other. Sebelius also confirmed that the reason officials aren't giving out enrollment information yet is that they're not sure whether it's accurate. Here's how she put it to Republican Lee Terry of Nebraska.
Sir, I would tell you right now, it is not reliable data. According to the insurance companies who are eager to have customers, they are not getting reliable data all the way through the system.
But website woes took up only a portion of the questioning from members of the Energy and Commerce Committee. Members also challenged the secretary about insurance company cancellation letters now going out. Here's committee chairman Fred Upton of Michigan.
And I would guess that there are a lot of us on this panel today that are hearing from angry and confused constituents who are now being forced to go on to an inept website, whether they like it or not, to shop for a new replacement policy.
Sebelius said people whose coverage is being canceled will have plenty of options, including from their current insurance company.
Actually, it's the law that they must get another plan. Continuous coverage is part of the law.
But Congresswoman Blackburn said many of her constituents aren't happy with the new options, some of which are more expensive than the plans they have now, even if those plans don't offer comprehensive coverage.
Some people like to drive a Ford, not a Ferrari, and some people like to drink out of a red Solo cup, not a crystal stem.
Democratic members of the committee were frustrated with the Republican attacks, noting, like New York's Elliot Engel, that if they don't support the law anyway, how can they be genuine about attempts to fix it?
Unlike Chicken Little, my Republican colleagues are actually rooting for the sky to fall.
Apparently, Sebelius did well enough to earn another vote of confidence from the White House, and next week she'll appear before the Senate Finance Committee. Several senators have called for her firing or resignation. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.